Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. Doing well.
All right. Well, we are talking green today. Green businesses on the cover story, and that's pretty fitting since we're in that Earth Day mode.
Yeah, exactly. Happy Earth Day to you, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things businesses can do, and they're learning more and more as you go along. There's a lot more information's out, but to be green friendly, as it were, to be earth friendly. Everything from using email instead of faxing, you know, that's one that can save a lot of paper. Or if you have to print something, print on both sides if possible. You know, that saves paper. You know, bring in your own coffee mug instead of using the styrofoam ones at work. According to a website I saw, the average worker uses up to 500 disposable coffee cups per year.
Wow.
Pretty amazing number. So, you know, one mug that you wash a couple times could make a big difference. So there's a lot of things that people can do to sort of help out and, you know, turn the lights on when you don't use them, keep appliances shut down if you don't use them. You know, sometimes that's difficult to do, but some certain ones you can. Certain computers you can maybe have shut down for a while, that sort of thing. Then you can minimize shipping costs by buying locally, you know, if that's, you know, prudent for you to do. So a lot of things you can do on the local level to try to stay green. And, you know, they seem like little things, but they all add up. And it sounds like a cliche, but if everybody would do these things,
yeah,
you know, across the nation, across the world, it would make a big difference.
Yeah. And of course, you've written about this before. Folks should check with their local utility company. For many folks who are listening right now, El Paso Electric it would be the one. They may offer certain ways for you to become more green that will save you a lot of money as well. Rebates if you upgrade your air conditioning system. Rebates if you get a new refrigerator. That will save you a lot of money because, of course, the refrigerator is one of the biggest users of power in the house if you have an older model.
Yeah, there sure are. Plus, you can put in different kinds of lighting and all that sort of stuff, too, to really help in that area. Yeah, El Paso Electric is a great resource. The utility, they have a lot of good information about how to reduce, you know, energy use and how to conserve and that sort of stuff. So, you know, if you're a business client of them, you know, definitely contact them and just say, hey, what can I do? What's available? You know, maybe there's no help available for you. Maybe you're doing everything right already, mm-hmm. but you never know what you might find out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And start off with short goals and long-term goals, too. You know, maybe you say, hey, this year I'm going to start recycling all my cardboard and paper stuff. And, you know, by 5 years, I want to reduce all my waste by 50%, something like that. You know, so you don't necessarily have to bite off everything all at once either. You can just sort of start out and get used to what you're doing and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the savings can be really remarkable. I've noticed as well, Brooke, you may have noticed this too, that in the home center stores now and elsewhere, we're seeing a lot more of those LED light bulbs.
Yeah, definitely.
So there are, the most efficient, even more efficient than the fluorescent light bulbs, widely available now in lots of different sizes.
Yeah, they sure are. They sure are. We have them at my house. And you can get them. They might be a little more expensive than others, but they last a whole lot longer.
Yeah. And they don't put off heat.
They don't put off heat, yeah.
So important in our region.
They can really, really, really change your energy bills, yeah. Especially if you have a business where you use a lot of lights.
Sure thing. And just one little tidbit of information to give you an idea just how efficient LEDs are. I just bought a new LED television. And the Energy Star rating says that on average it will only take $13 to power that television for the entire year.
Wow!
So that's pretty amazing when you
that
think
sure
about
is.
It. And that's because that's based too on I'm sure heavier use than what I would use the TV for. So because it's average use, so it's very interesting that it's that efficient. But that's how it is.
Yeah, really, no doubt.
All right. Profile this week, interesting online business someone started.
Very much so. It's not something, you know, you're wondering if it's something that's coming back or has it ever really left. Bow ties.
Uh-huh.
There's a 24-year-old gentleman here in town, Omar Ontiveros, who has started his own business called Bird Ties Bow Ties. And he's selling them right out of his house. and he has a software there to make all different kinds of designs.
Whoa.
He's got the you know, all the equipment he needs to make it.
And I'm sure anyone that would do a business like this, he must like bow ties. I mean, he must wear them.
Yeah, he does. He wears
okay.
them. He works.
Do we have a picture in the paper today?
Yes.
Yes. Sure, so we get to see him in his bow tie.
And he made his first real bow tie out of an album cover. What happened was he started a little business with making shirts. And that went along okay, but then it didn't necessarily work out. So then he decided to, one day he thought, well, I'll make something different out of some of this fabric I have. And he actually took a shirt that he'd already made and was messing with it and decided to make a bow tie out of it. Mm-hmm. And he made a, like a Modest Mouse, which is an indie rock band bow tie. And people were like, well, that's different. That's really cool. So he started doing that, and he sold it on eBay within like 10 hours. And got the idea, hey, maybe this is something I can do. I already have some of the equipment and everything. And so you can get all kinds of bow ties, different kinds. You know, don't have to be just the regular colors and stage-looking type thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, he's going to start a denim bow tie type thing, too.
Oh, boy.
And bow ties with album colors, movie posters, and all different kinds of stuff on them.
Love that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Go Omar.
Yeah, right.
All right. What's new this week, Brooke?
Okay, Schlotzky's, Schlotzky's, Schlotzky's. I'll just say that three times because that's one of those ones a lot of people are interested in. You know, they've been talking about coming for a while now, and it appears that that's pretty much on its way pretty soon. Over there on East University Avenue, right next to Lorenzo's Pan Am, there's a building that where Lorenzo's has their Saratoga room, and it's going to be right in that same building. And I don't have an opening date or anything just yet. It looks like there needs to be a lot of maybe some inside renovations and stuff to get it ready to be a Schlotzky's, but that's where it's going to be.
Okay.
Fort Selden is going to get a store. A Family Dollar store is planned for up at Fort Selden, and they don't have a whole lot of stuff up there, so this will be an interesting thing for them. It's still in some of the preliminary stages, but they're hoping maybe as soon as next month they might be able to break ground on it. Also on University Avenue, down a little bit farther, on East University 351, down near the Plaza Suites, is a new IHOP. We've talked about that before. Well, they finally have an opening date, 6 a.m. April 29th, which is a Monday. And so that's when that's going to open. And I talked to the folks at Sheba Grill, too, and they're close to opening as well. We've talked about that a little bit. It's on South Main Street. It's going to be Indian and Middle Eastern food. But and I'll have a little bit more information as we go on that.
Okay. And the Babbling Brook today, I only have about 30 seconds, but more hybrid car sales.
Yeah, hybrid car sales are really going up, and they're selling very well. Toyota and other people, you know, are selling very well with hybrid car sales. Locally, they're selling well, too. So what's funny is what's interesting, people are starting to sort of decouple hybrid from gas price. Even if gas prices got better, there are people who want them. Not that gas prices are necessarily getting better a whole lot, but, you know, that was one of the big pushes for hybrids was, you know, hey, you can really sell on gas, but they've really sort of got into our consciousness now, and they're here to stay for sure.
Don't just save money, save the earth. All right.
Yeah.
Brooke Stockburger, the business editor at the Sun News. He's with us every Monday. Brooke, thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you, friend.